It's 8:45. Live from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your host, Mike Hogan. And with me today from the Omaha Community Playhouse, she stars in She Kills Monsters. It's Katie Zaleski. Katie, thank you so much for popping in today.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's great to have you here. She Kills Monsters, coming of age play. What does your character Agnes Evans do? What is the transformation that happens to her through the course of this adventure?
Yeah, so the story really surrounds Agnes and her sister Tilly, who has passed. So her sister leaves behind a campaign or a module for those Dungeons and Dragons folks out there. So basically like an adventure she leaves behind. And so she gets to play that adventure and get to know her sister through playing it. And so she gets to know her sister and finds herself and how to move on with the grief of losing her family and her sister. So
sure. And for those that either were too young to know what Dungeons and Dragons is or just didn't happen to be into it, can you talk about kind of what that is? Because it's almost like a diary of sorts, or a book that has different character definitions and things like this, right?
Yeah, it's a really cool game. So I really didn't know much about it until I was cast in this role. So basically, it's a role-playing game. So I'm used to games having competition, but it's not about competition at all. So it's you get a group of like five people together and you create a character with different skill levels, different kinds of weapons, different what they call alignments. So essentially, like if you're good or if you're evil, you get to like choose all those things. And you basically go on an adventure together. And you have a dungeon master who will lead that adventure. And it's a whole thing. But basically, that's like the short and the quick version of the game.
Sure.
And it's like magical, like medieval type.
Sure, mystical, magical. Mystical. There's wizards. There's trolls.
Yeah.
There's elves.
So
there's all sorts
all
of
fun can abound.
And, of course, dragons and probably dungeons, thus the name.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Fair enough. How did you get involved in this play?
So I had done a play with the Playhouse last May called The Mountaintop. And so the things that the Playhouse puts on are, I feel like, are always great, especially in the Howard Drew Theater. I feel like they're always trying to put in contemporary work and like not push the boundaries, but essentially kind of push the boundaries, get newer work out there. And so I had read the synopsis of the play and I was like, wow, this is fun. The 90s. I'm a 90s baby. So I'm like, okay, give me this. Like, I want to do this. So, yeah.
That's incredible. And, of course, when I hear you say that, my bones begin to creak because in the 1990s, I was 71 years old. So at least it feels like it at times. In doing this, and because the 90s is very much looking back at a time that you were not alive, what were some of the revelations of 90s pop culture that hit you and made an impact as you learned about what they did that?
Yeah, I was born in 94, so some of these things, like, I had like faint memories. I was like, oh, like phones with cords, like, oh, like I remember that. Not to make fun of anyone who still has a phone with a cord. Like,
that's hilarious.
You know. I think it was just like thinking about the 90s was like a coming of age for society. When I think about it, I feel like, wow, we were really like taking form as, like who we are now. Like just the, I guess I don't know. The 90s are such an interesting time, like with just the everything that was happening. We kind of discussed earlier, like the Rodney King riots, the I'm kind of blanking now on everything that, like,
sure,
these big moments. And
sure. But there were big moments.
Yeah.
There was from the O.J. chase to the Rodney King riots, to the fact that suddenly if there was a car chase in L.A., that became national news that ran literally for hours on end whilst people watched a live chase from helicopters.
A
bizarre thing. Then reality television explodes, and now we have Kardashians and we can't get rid of them.
Yeah. So here we are in Kardashian world now. It's just like, wow, this is a time people, like, and I think of the people who I look up to now, like my parents, like that was their heyday. Like they're in the 30s then. Like, wow, this is like, I'm living in like their adulthood, like not their adulthood, but like their I'm going to say their prime, because sure, you're not out of your prime when you're past your 30s, but, you know, I'm not making old people jokes. I swear.
You're doing great things for all folks over 30 yeah, right now. You're just making them feel fantastic. It's wonderful. This show, She Kills Monsters, it starts on the 12th. And runs through November 4th. For any information that you'd like to look it up, you can go to omahaplayhouse.com. I really appreciate you, Katie. Katie Zaleski coming in. She plays Agnes Evans, the lead. I very much look forward to your run.
Thank
this
you.
Play.
Yes.
Break a leg.
Thank you.
And thanks so much for coming in on such a rainy day today. OmahaPlayhouse.com. That would be the place to go for information. Morning Edition continues right now.